we can't let other teams come in here and capitalize off our mistakes. We got to cut down on our mistakes. And speaking from the defense side of the ball, we just got to come out relentless. We got to come out like crazy dogs and go out and play.
You got to be an experience because, you know what I'm saying, the tradition between the Raiders and the Chiefs is just something different. And if you've been here for a while, you know how much it means to be playing against the Raiders every year.
But the fact that they've won 5 straight years here at Arrowhead, is that a big deal, a thing that you guys would like to
achieve? Oh, yeah, it's a big deal because, you know what I'm saying, we trying to get the people, the fans behind us at Arrowhead and get our first win at home. That's it. It's really important to us, too, you know what I'm saying? We haven't had a win at home yet, and we trying to get a win, and why not start at home?
Coach spoke up on that earlier today and said, you know, with their win percentage here in Arrowhead, and we just put it in our mind that we got to get that change and change fast.
Carson Palmer, when he played against you guys last year, he had just gotten there and did not play well. What have you seen from him in terms of improvement, things he does differently, better?
Well, I feel like he's got more comfortable with his guys. He knows the guys he can trust on more than others, and I feel like he knows where he's going with the ball. Instead, last year he was like, he really wasn't used to everybody, didn't know who he was throwing the ball to, but I just feel like he's more comfortable this year than last.
All right, who does he trust that you need to make sure has a problem on Sunday?
The tight end and also the running back. Those two, I feel like we need to slow those two down. Those are his main two guys he like to go to.
You see the receiver group, obviously Denarius Moore is going to get a lot of attention. What do you do to combat him or cover him? What kind of things do you throw at him?
Just tight coverages. You got to get on him, roll up into him, you know, press him, play tight coverage man on him, you know, different things. Just don't give a guy one look the whole game. You know, you got to switch up, throw different things at him, and try to stay close to those receivers who are capable of making big plays.
You know, looking at the front four guys, they're just still the same guys, you know. Physical, aggressive, you know, creating problems. So we have to shut them down.
Are there opportunities where you can force your will, so to speak, in terms of the run game?
We just got to play our game, you know. In the run game, we got to be, you know, aggressive, come off the ball, and, you know, just really attack them, and things will open up for us.
Well, Darren McFadden is one of the better running backs in the league. He's big and fast, so he can take it 80 yards. He can get you the tough 5 yards if you need it. And he runs between the tackles and he runs outside. He catches the ball all the time. So I think he's second or third leading in pass reception. So they get the ball to him. And he's definitely going to be a key to stopping their offense. And we definitely have to have our antennas up on him.
Yeah, I mean, they're a big, you know, fast, physical team. You know, they like to get under your skin a little bit. But I mean, when it comes down to it, we just need to do what we do best, you know, play football and be as sound as we can.
Have you adjusted to that at this level? At college, I don't know if there's as much jawing or as much after the whistle kind of stuff. At this level, there's a little more. Have you adjusted to that, made that switch?
Yeah, I mean, they kind of let you play around a little more after the whistle in the league than they do in college. And, you know, it's kind of a shock at first, those first few games. But, you know, after a while, it just becomes second nature and you get a little more comfortable with it.
It's just a bigger rivalry. It means more to our fans, to our organization. It means more. But as a division, we want to play and beat everybody. But this one just means more because of our history, the guys who came and played before us, what it meant to them. So that's what makes it so big.
How many other guys in this locker room do you think really, really focus on that history part of it with the Raiders?
Don't know, but I hope everyone, because there are some guys who played in this same locker room who've paved the way, who did some great things, who came before us, and now it's up to us to, you know, keep that torch burning, you know, keep those same things going and have the same meaning towards this game.